This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
According to experts, sleeping apart, or what they call sleep divorce, can be very healthy for couples. So we're doing a masterclass this morning with an expert so you can have the right approach to it and make sure that you are doing it right and doing it for the right reasons. We're talking to relationship and intimacy expert Tracy Zimmern Jacobs, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Tracy. Are you well?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We are good. You know this concept, it looks like our listeners are struggling with just wrapping their heads around it. But many couples, see sleeping in separate rooms or bedrooms as a sign of trouble. But is that really always the case?
No, absolutely not. In fact, many elderly couples have slept apart for many, many, many years. This just happens to be a trending theme at the moment among newlyweds, but maybe middle-aged couples, simply because as time goes on, people start to snore for medical reasons, or maybe pregnant women become very hot during the night, or menopausal women become, they suffer with night sweats and so on. So it has been around for quite a long time.
Tracy, let's look at the benefits, of this trend. What are the benefits?
Well, as I said before, due to medical reasons, people need a good night's sleep. So the partner will need a good night's sleep, right? The one who doesn't snore and who is not suffering from some menopausal symptoms and so on, will need a good night's sleep. They often work very long hours and their work is demanding and very stressful, so they will opt to sleep in another room so that they can get optimal hours. And then they get to function better in the mornings, during the days. So they have, the relationship is less conflictual. They're not fighting over the bed linen as well. This is something else that has come up in my research, something called the Scandinavian method, where couples choose to even get separate bedding. So they'll sleep in the same room, but they will separate the bedding, one mattress and different sheets and duvets and things like that, so that they're not fighting over the duvet. Also, the research has shown that when you're not in the same bed or in the same room, you actually you make time for sex. You schedule sex. So that's another benefit. And then you can really control your own environment. You can control the temperature of your environment, whether your mattress suits your different needs, and so on.
All right, Tracy, obviously, one of the questions will be, what if this arrangement actually goes wrong later? So are there things that we need to be careful of?
Yes. So the things that we do need to be careful of is that sleeping together actually raises the love hormones, such as oxytocin and serotonin. And these are the love drugs that are responsible for bonding and emotional connection. So there's also, when you're not falling asleep together, you don't have the opportunities for cuddling and snuggling and possibly falling asleep in each other's arms. And touch is responsible for those love hormones, the secretion of those love hormones that I was just speaking about. Also, there's less opportunities for any intimacy during the night, should you both, wake up and feel that you need to be a little bit closer and that you want to engage in sexual intimacy. The other ones is, it avoids pillow talk. Very often couples find that it's been a long day and they wish to just de-stress while chatting, lying down and falling asleep sometimes, talking about their day and de-stressing. So that can become quite a difficult, it just becomes a buffer in the relationship. Also, other things to consider is that if you're not scheduling sex, then you become even more lazy in actually having sex. So, you know, it's easy once you're comfortable in your own separate environments to make the journey down the passage or whatever it is to engage in the sexual intimacy. Also, you know, something that couples don't consider is they have to look for a home with two bedrooms, and they have to set up the other bedroom with another bed. And so if you're strapped for cash, that could become a consideration. Then there's also the what will the neighbours think? Well, and then there's the children. They get confused. Why are mom and dad sleeping in separate beds? It's not really your separate rooms. When you want your children to be exposed to a nuclear family where mom and dad bond and there's one bedroom and who's sleeping with mom tonight or who's sleeping with dad. But then again, the benefits are in terms of, you know, a happy family. So if mom and dad are both getting a full night's sleep and they're not bickering, then that could also create harmony in the family.
All right. There's a lot of things to consider. And I think thank you so much for helping us, you know, think through some of these patterns. That's a relationship and intimacy expert, Tracy Zimmern Jacobs. Thank you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.